With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The brutal Hamas terror attack on innocent Israeli civilians has unleashed the horrors of war on civilians in Gaza as the terrorists hide among them, and Israel pursues its pledge of never again.
Israeli forces have expanded their ground offensive into urban refugee camps in central Gaza. In a video message, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu telling Hamas, "We have fighters on the ground, sometimes also underground, and we have eyes in the sky. We see you and we will get you." The offensive has produced scenes of chaos at Gaza's hospitals. The World Health Organization's Sean Casey.
Health capacity is at about 20% of what it was 80 or so days ago. So almost all of the hospital beds, almost all of the hospital services have stopped functioning.
As for those that are still in operation,
there's blood everywhere in these hospitals at the moment. We're seeing almost only trauma cases come through the door.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The U.S. military has carried out more airstrikes on rebel targets in Iraq. It's retaliation for a series of attacks on American military personnel in the region, more than 100 such attacks since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Also at SRNnews.com, immigration tops the agenda. Secretary of State Blinken and Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas meet in Mexico today with Mexican President Obrador. The talks come as another massive migrant caravan makes its way north on foot through Mexico, heading for the U.S. At 6,000 people, it's the largest migrant caravan of the year. This week's icy winter storm, accompanied by heavy snow and fierce winds, snarled travel across parts of the plains and the upper Midwest, but conditions are slowly improving now as the wicked weather moves to the east and weakens. This is SRN News. South Dakota voters may decide to neutralize their constitution.
On Election Day 2024, an amendment will be on the ballot that would require that the state charter be rewritten with gender-neutral language. Nine other states, including California, Maine, New York, and Rhode Island, have all written their constitutions of any reference to gender, specifically the male gender. If voters approve the amendment, South Dakota would be the first Midwestern state to neutralize its constitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A battle over religious freedom continues in Minnesota. Attorneys for a woman who was denied emergency contraception in 2019 have told the Minnesota Court of Appeals that the Christian pharmacist who refused to fill the prescription discriminated against her. A lawyer for the pharmacist says his client was acting on his religious beliefs. And last year, a jury ruled in favor of the pharmacist. This is SRN News. Series of recalls and infections linked to tainted eye drops has led to calls for action by the Food and Drug Administration.
When you buy eye drops at a U.S. store, you might assume you're getting a product made in a clean, well-maintained factory that's passed muster with health regulators. But repeated recalls involving over-the-counter drops are drawing new attention to just how little U.S. officials know about the conditions at some manufacturing plants on the other side of the world and limited tools they have to intervene when there's a problem. The FDA is asking Congress for new powers, including the ability to mandate drug recalls and require eye drop makers to undergo inspections before shipping products to the U.S. But experts say those capabilities will do little without more staff and resources for foreign inspections. Norman Hall, Washington.
The Detroit Pistons have set an NBA record for the longest losing streak in a season, 27 games, falling 118-112 to the Nets. More details, SRNnews.com.